I guess we're on the air.
I guess so. Glad he knows what he's doing. Because I am all kinds of old.
Hey, Gaming Universe. Welcome to another installment of The Good
Game
Guy.
Hope you guys got your beers ready.
Oh, damn, look at that right there. He's already spilling some of his beer.
Oh, man.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Bill O'Reilly right over here. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
My beer just vomited all over me.
Well, welcome to the show that is not safe for work or children.
And or girlfriends as well.
Depending on which one you talk to.
Right, leave those broads at home.
Exactly, unless they're on a couch next to you with a control in their hands.
So, gents, what have all we been playing lately for this past couple weeks? What have we been, anything new going on?
Well, I finally took your guys' advice and dived both into Walking Dead and into The Last of Us.
So you finally started doing some Walking Dead. Now, how far did you get into that game yet?
Finished episode one.
Oh, yeah? So tell us what you've done so far. Okay, by the way, real quick, people that don't know, The Walking Dead is a game that was created by Telltale Games that is essentially a choose-your-own-adventure that has the story shapes and forms as you progress, meaning every choice that you make within it has a consequence that carries out through the game later. So, Aaron, what would you do?
Fuck that game. Oh, my God. Okay.
Did you use lube or no?
Man. All right, so, you know, you start off with your classic scenario, which both zombie movie / video game. You start off with some of my reason to be a train. You're in a vehicle. You're driving, and another vehicle hits you. And that's how you start your adventure. Then after clambering through a house, listening to a very depressing answering machine, you stumble upon a little girl who happens to save your ass from getting eaten by a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And then the game puts you through these really, really fucked up decisions, like two people are getting attacked by a zombie at the same time. Who do I save, the little boy or the guy?
Well,
the hot chick or the nerd? It's seriously?
Well, hold on. Who'd you save between that, the guy or the boy, dude?
Well, I went for the dude because, you know, I'm an ass.
Dude, you let the fucking kid stay in danger?
Okay, hold on. Dude, it's a zombie apocalypse. Who's going to be more useful to me? A 9-year-old kid or a 30-year-old guy?
Where's your sense of morality, man?
You would think that the son of Herschel would be able to take care of his fucking self, and here Duck is fucking around on the tractor. Like, get Duck's ass off of there and then crying. Well, of course you're not going to be able to because Telltale's kind of like that. Choices are all black and white. If you choose one, the other is typically going to die or fucking go away.
I chose to save the dude and he still died.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah,
okay.
Sure.
You made the wrong choice.
The right choice. He would have been the one, the greatest chance of survival of the group. What is a 10-year-old boy going to contribute to the group unless he dies and we cook him because we're out of food?
Well, there's that.
Other than a daughter party moment, what use would that 10-year-old boy be?
Donner, party of four. Donner,
or maybe,
party of
okay,
four.
My bad. Okay. But there's another use that boy could be. Maybe we, like, stumble upon a Catholic church and we'll use the boy to bribe our way into the church for safety.
Oh. You even think religion would be around during the zombie apocalypse anymore?
I think it'd probably be even more profound because the religious system would be like, this is our punishment. We must prove our faith. Oh, I'm getting eaten, but I still have faith that will save me.
Yeah, come on, man. Didn't you see Book of Eli?
I tried.
Click him.
Low-ass movie, but it had some interesting points to it, as long as you can get over the uber-religious overtones.
Yeah.
True, and of course, you know, Denzel Washington, so do you think he's in his automatic upgraded sub-level off?
I was pretty invested in the movie for Gary Oldman himself, because you know Gary Oldman.
And he did.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, did he. Oh. This book is a weapon!
Use the word of God to smite them in the face! Democracy or die. Read the holy book or be stomped.
So, aside from The Walking Dead, you said you started to play The Last of Us now. Yeah, I'm going to let you take over on this real quick.
Well, take over what?
Well, start asking him, what do you think about it? Like, come on, what are you thinking so far of The Last of Us?
This is definitely a zombie game done correctly. This is what Rick Deg was completely correct in what he said in episode 1, that this is how survival horror should be judged from now on, this is the standard. This is the outline that all survival horror games need to follow. Period.
Right. And you're not even, what, 20 minutes into the game?
I know!
Like, you just started playing it before we started this shit.
Yeah, because, you know, I couldn't let another episode go without me playing the last one, because, you know, being gamers probably just say, oh, you fail! So I have to take it off my fail list.
How could you not play these great games yet?
When I was about this far into the game, I seriously thought about all the games that I've played this year, and I've played a number, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto V, all sorts of different shit. And I thought, you know, this is going to be game of the year for many, many, many different sites and publications and all that sort of shit. And to be fair, IGN gave it game of the year, Game Trailers gave it game of the year, etc. So I figure...
And, of course, officially, Good Game Guys gives it game of the year.
Oh, right. We're not even going to count down a list or nothing.
No, we don't need a list. We're just going straight for The Last of Us. Game of the year.
Yeah, we don't roll like that. Like, we're not going to just leave you in suspense. Like, y'all are here for a reason, so...
Guess what? You now know what we like.
Spoiler!
Spoiler alert, Al Pacino dies in the beginning.
No! He was my favorite character! So, actually, right now, video game land, it's paused on the big screen right now, and I'm, like, resisting the urge to run over there and bash a zombie's face in with any object I happen to find around the room, because this guy went through the same martial arts academy as Drake did.
Pretty much. I mean, man, I can watch Aaron right now just go straight up to the TV, and his favorite little activity is just going straight up bashing zombies with his fist. Like, what's up with that?
Which is funny, because he hasn't even run into any zombies yet that he can't melee.
Yeah, right now, do it again!
So that's going to be fun to watch him get safety a few times before he realizes, oh, I can't punch those guys, they'll kill me.
I'm going to still punch him anyway. Or
punch him with a knife or something. Don't just try to...
Dude, I'm going to have Eye of the Tiger playing in the background. I'm going to go up.
He's going to go through his training montage and try and punch zombies.
Enjoy.
Adrian!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, except less win and more stroke.
So that's what Ayrton's been playing lately. Deg, what's some new stuff you've been playing lately?
I can't say I've been playing anything new because I've been stuck on Warframe.
Oh,
Warframe.
Yeah.
All right.
And
yeah.
He spread the addiction onto me.
And to me as well.
I was bringing up Warframe on our last conversation about pay for convenience versus pay to win. And since then, I've put another 80 hours or so in Warframe.
Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you and your super invincibility adamantium armor plating that can, you know.
Man, this guy, me and Aaron here, we're actually playing with him for a good while, and he takes us through, like, the first couple areas. He goes like, here, I'm going to help you guys get through it. He's got a bow, right, that he's just carrying with him and just one-shotting everything, like John Rambo status right then and there.
Oh, no, screw that. We're all, like, levels, you know, nothing, you know what I'm saying? We're, like, we're fresh out of the freaking Jedi Academy. This one walks up, he'll check me out. Snaps his fingers, and he's coated in this, like, adamantium gel. He's like, yeah, I'm invincible, so they blow this stuff off me. What? So then we know we're going around, and, of course, he's laying the smack down on all enemies in front of us. Then he goes,
I was standing there letting them shoot me while you guys took your sweet time to kill them.
Hold on.
Oh,
now,
sure, that's a likely excuse.
Yeah, So then, okay.
And then I got bored and then started killing
exactly. Okay, so then, you know, we go through the first level, whatever, right, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, guys. He's like level, you know, 50, and we're all like level, you know, 10 and level 3 and 2. And he's like, hey, let's go fight the first boss. There's a glitch in this game, which the first boss will bash the highest level of the person there. Wait, level 50, level 10, level 4. What?
To be fair, it was closer to, like, the boss was level 37, so it's like, yeah, I'm not...
I was level nothing!
Yeah, I know.
Nothing!
The boss is supposed to be level 1 to 3 because it's the starting area, but, yeah, he sort of matches the highest level player on the squad.
So that boss fight consisted of, Jake's like, okay, when we get to the boss, you guys hide in this room over there and I'll take care of it.
And
that's so much fun!
And apparently Aaron didn't get that memo.
No.
As he's going up with his sword in hand.
You guys know about me and my checking my emails. Come on.
Just going up with his sword in hand to this boss guy and go like, you go down now! And the boss just looks at him and just slightly flicks him on the forehead, and he's just immediately down on the floor.
He didn't flick me. He didn't flick me on the forehead. I swung my sword at him. My sword bounced off his chest. hit my character in the face and I hit the ground.
Right, right. It's like he went up and tried to stab God with a toothpick and God farted on him.
Oh, man.
Like, your ass exploded a few times.
And I still could get all the...
But that's pretty much what I've been stuck on for a while. To be fair, it's a fun-ass game if you've got the time to put it.
Yeah, I've actually been pleasantly surprised. Like, first time around, I kind of hated it, but now just kind of playing it with Deg and Aaron over here, I've actually found some enjoyment in the game itself. So, hey, kudos to Deg right here.
Right on. So what new have you been up to?
Me? I've been playing a new game that's kind of come out on Steam as of, December, called Rust. Now, to those of you that don't really know much about Rust...
It's what happens to your bike when you leave it out in the rain.
Funny, Aaron. No, Rust is actually a game that only just recently came out. It's super alpha right now. Like, you can just basically play the thing and, like...
So it's early access.
Yeah, so it's early access. And at the current moment, it's a little bit DayZ-ish, if you will, but not so much. Because as of recent, I've also played a little bit of DayZ as well.
Have you been playing the standalone or the mod for Arma 2?
The standalone.
Oh, okay.
So,
how is that?
It's interesting, because I've never had a chance to play the mod beforehand, because I never owned Arma.
I see.
But the standalone itself was an interesting experience. The controls are a little bit weird and wonky to me at first. Like, it takes an awful lot of getting used to, along with some of the early mechanics. Like, you know, with melee weaponry, you can't really... get much out of it, because for some strange reason, when you actually try to swing the weapon, if you will.
Dr. Captain, gotta put you on hold. Looks like we got ourselves a caller.
All right, let's go ahead and put this caller on the air.
How do we do that?
Let's go ahead and do it right now. All right, caller, you're on the air. Who are you?
Man, this is your boy, man. This is Chili Mo.
Chili Mo, what's going on?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. I've been very productive and everything. Want to say hi to you, man. How you been? And hi to Evie and everybody. Hi to all the listeners out there. Hope everything is going great with you guys. So what you got going on these days, TKO?
Oh, man, we just doing our little discussions in our little game show, you know, keeping it real, having a beer, you know, Beer, video games, and violence. Violence that the whole family can enjoy together.
Talking about how Aaron left some kid to the zombie apocalypse.
So, okay, Chili, what you been up to, man?
Not that much. Let me explain to my listeners what's going on here and to your listeners what's going on here. What we're doing, I actually got a text. And your boy EZ, who was great, had told me that you had a show going on and tune in, so... He advised us to link the two shows together, and I agree with him. So what's going on, in case you guys don't know, the shows are actually linked together right now. My show, his show, I'm doing a show as well. And
oh,
TKO,
no way, you're
man,
doing your show at the same time?
Yes, I am. It's okay. And you know what?
Nice.
You got a great radio voice, bro. You're doing good, man. You're doing good. You're doing very good.
How are you hearing? You're doing are we coming through good. Okay?
Yeah, you guys are coming in loud and clear. How about from my end? How do I sound from my end over here?
Well, hello, fans of Chili Mo and his show. Let's go ahead and raise our glasses to them
click
right
em!
Now.
Hey, there you go.
Chili Mo, that was a good game,
guys.
Click them.
There you go. So what we got, a photographer on here by the name of Edward. And I want to introduce you to him, TKO. He's an entertainment photographer. Was in the Beverly Hills Press. So that's big, as he did an event for Jarvey Hutcherson, my uncle. And then also at the same time, he actually did an event for EZ too as well. So this guy is all over Hollywood, coming from a distance all the way from Orange County. We also got Imani online right now, who I'm getting ready to bring in after a while, who's very good in the entertainment industry. But going ahead, sure. I want to mix it up and let you talk too, TKO. All right,
okay. Right on. So, Chili, you're a pretty good gamer, right? I've talked with you before. You say you play a mean game, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what do you play, Chili? Like, we got you on the phone right now. Let's actually start talking about this. What kind of games do you play?
Come on, Chili Mo. You know you're playing Grand Theft Auto 5. Come on.
I know. You playing Grand Theft Auto 5?
Oh, my goodness. You guys really want me to get into that? I'll tell you what I do play. I play Madden.
We all the good game, guys.
Metal Gear Solid, man. I cannot wait for that to hit PlayStation 4, Metal Gear Solid. I'm on it, bro.
New Metal Gear.
Yeah. Metal Gear, I've been playing that for years, bro. We talking about since 1997 when it first came out. I'll never forget, man. The woman I was
with
got
actually. My first games were in the 80s.
Well.
Nintendo.
Check this out. And TKO, check this out. The woman that I was with in 1997, she was like, you know what? You might as well marry the damn console because you pay more attention.
Did you marry the console?
I've been told that by a female in school my time.
Did you at least dump her time back?
I'm not going to lie, man. Metal Gear is very addictive, man. I'm not going to lie. It's very, very addictive, man. It's very addictive, you know?
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. What's like your favorite thing about Metal Gear? Like, you like going up sneaking behind people? Like, you like going in guns blazing? Like, what do you?
Oh, you know what? You know what's my favorite, man? Actually sneaking up behind one of the soldiers, man, and just choking them, man. You know what I mean? Put them in the choke.
Oh. I'm gonna come up right behind you and I'm gonna choke the living hell out of you.
Because
Wayne Brady got a choke a bit.
Man, what about your boy? What's the guy name where you chase him around? He has a cowboy hat on and you chase him around and
Ocelot.
There you go.
Revolver Ocelot.
Oh my goodness, man. Oh my goodness. Those were the days, man.
Those were good old days. All right. You like Metal Gear. There are some other games you kind of like playing as well.
Does it have to be action? Could it be sports, too? Or
it could be anything. Yeah, anything.
We are of the games.
Oh, you know.
People,
you know
people,
and all
that stuff.
You know I love football so much, man. My favorite game is Madden. Yes,
who's
I
your
love
team?
Madden,
who's
and I'm going to tell you. I play with my 49ers, or I either play with the Denver Broncos. But check this
49ers,
out.
Right here,
I'm
man. California team.
I ain't going to click that.
Oh, this is
it. Oh,
we
just
got
the
Charger fan right here.
Hold
up,
dog. You just got click blocked.
Fan right here, man. I'll click the Broncos. The Broncos were my dad's team, but I ain't going to click the 49ers. All right,
I'll click the Broncos.
You know what? I'll click the 49ers.
Click
the Broncos.
You fucking.
You know what? I will.
49ers right here.
Oh, yeah.
We recruited a new one.
I will go on the record for saying this. I'm challenging UTKO, and I'm challenging your boy right there. I forgot his name. You got to excuse me. I'm challenging both of you. I will allow both of you to play on the same team and play against myself, and we'll see who come out winning. Hey, and the winner, I'll buy you guys
a
drink.
I accept that challenge on one stipulation, that you accept my challenge, NBA Streets Volume 2.
Ooh.
Okay.
You might catch me on the roof, but not in my house.
I accept that challenge. It's at your house. We can do that.
My house.
Also,
you might catch me on the road, but not in my house.
Okay, so at this time, I just got a text. And, promoting my movie and so forth is
we're
going
to plug out real quick.
So let me do this real quick. I'm in a movie called Poison Sky, everybody. And what the movie Poison Sky is about, it's about chemtrails in the sky and use your imagination, Poison Sky, chemtrail, Poison Sky. So anyway, I'm playing opposite of Glenn Plummer. Tyler Gallant is in it as well. We got Kevin Sorbo, who plays as Hercules in the past. Glenn Plummer, if you guys don't know exactly who Glenn Plummer is, he played in South Central and also played in Speed. Also played on Menace to Society. So you guys should take it from exactly what I'm talking about.
What's this movie called again?
Poison Sky.
And when exactly is that going to be coming out?
That should be coming out somewhere this year. I want to say towards October, November. Still shooting in Arizona. They pretty much wrapped it up in Arizona. Check me. They're getting ready to come in L.A. now.
You heard it first from the good game, guys. Chili Mo going to be starring in Poison Skies, coming out sometime in November or October.
Oh, Chili Mo, I got another question for you, dog.
What is up
with conspiracy theory? When are we going to start working on that, bro?
Oh, no problem at all. I've been kind of sick, man. I'm actually with a great foundation called Rescue Me Incorporated, which I'm a celebrity board of directors. So I've been doing everything. It's not a TV show. It's actually an animal shelter and so forth. What they do is they do rehoming, rehabilitate, and rescue. So I want you guys to check out RescueMeInc.org and check out what's going on. First and foremost, I would like to thank EZ, Eric Zuli, for making that connection, because I like to actually give that person who actually did the connection their props.
And oh, heck, without Eric, hey, man, we EZ, give credit to EZ as well, because without him, we probably wouldn't have gotten the good game guys going. Ain't that right, fellas? Cheers.
True.
There you go.
Fair enough.
There you go.
You have to always give that person their recognition, because without them, you wouldn't be where you're at. You got to give them recognition. You have to.
Oh, yeah, man,
and
definitely.
I thank EZ for being both of you guys, because without EZ, I wouldn't be speaking to you two right now.
Hey, man, it's a great honor to start talking to you again, Chili.
Hey, definitely, man, as always. And, you know, EZ making his thing, and he's doing it. You guys check out Easy Way Broadcasting. You guys check out his lovely app. It's Android. It's on iOS, which is Apple. You guys can go check it out. Keep up with him. See what the man is doing. The man is doing a lot. And
Right on.
And argue with
him. Alrighty then.
TKO, you doing your thing. I see you doing your thing as well, too. So, salute, bro.
Salute.
Salute.
Alright, we'll catch you later, Chili.
Okay, definitely. So I'm going to carry on with my show. You guys go with your show. And you guys have a very good one, man. God bless.
Damn straight, right. We're going to have a good one. All right, you take
all
care.
Right, good one.
All right, tell Easy up.
Oh, crap.
Oh,
snap.
Technical
difficulties right there, man.
Did you hit XXY instead of YYX?
I think I might have. Crap.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, well. Hey, Chili, my bad. My apologies right then and there.
Fail.
Yeah, that was a big fail on my part. But you know what? Hey, Chili's a good guy. And you know what? I think I might actually take him on that challenge right there.
Oh,
you
yes.
know what? We can kick his ass. We can kick the 49ers' ass.
Yeah, we can.
What team are we going to pick? Let's figure that out. What team should we actually go with?
Are we fantasy footballing it right here?
Yeah, why not? Let's go ahead. Football teams, what should we do here to beat the 49ers?
The Bears.
The Bears. You know what? Actually, I might just go with that.
You know what? I'm fine with that.
You know what? Let's put some salt on the wound. Let's beat them with the Detroit Lions. Imagine the great story that would have.
Dude.
All right.
Alrighty then. All right. I think it's time now for some weird gamer news. Weird things that we have heard on the grapevine that has gone down.
So, all right. One of the weirdest things that have been going on lately. I feel stupid for saying this right now. We all should be familiar with Marvel at this point, right?
Ooh.
Avengers,
know. Wait, are they the ones that made the Batman movies?
No, that's DC, man. But I bet you they could do it just as good.
I'm Batman. I'm going to slap you both.
I'm Black Man.
Well, duh. Look at
you. All righty then. But yeah, one of the strangest things that's been going on with Marvel lately is that they've actually been taking down a lot of their games from the digital rights distribution as well. They're no longer letting games like the Deadpool game, you know, all the Spider-Man games that came out, all the X-Men games, they're not letting, or for some reason they're not being sold on Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, or on Steam anymore, and they're going to stop making, like, digital copies of that. So I'm wondering, you know, what exactly is going on right here with Marvel? Because we haven't really heard much of, like, an official statement going on. What do you guys think is going on?
That's a very good question. I think it goes down to either one of two people. The Lee or the Mouse Father.
You think Disney's behind all this ever since they bought him out?
Seriously. It always comes down to the Mouse Father.
It could be the Mouse Father. I'll give you that. But at the same time, didn't Lucas do something kind of similar and they formed the LucasArts in-house developer?
Yeah, they kind of did something along those lines. But didn't that wind up going somewhere else to where they were starting to make like exclusive Star Wars games with EA or some weird crap like that?
EA Games. We screw it up.
That. But what I'm wondering about is whether or not Marvel's going to open up their own developing house or if they're just collecting all of their rights back so they can sell it to the highest bidder.
You know, that's honestly something I'm kind of agreeing with
that
myself.
Is a possibility,
is that I think,
yeah.
Yeah, because I'm thinking for a moment, like, as they keep pulling the stuff back, I can't help but wonder if they're going to try and create their own game studio within it as well. Because let's be honest with ourselves, Marvel is essentially, like, just a great or a pretty big movie studio at this point. Wouldn't you guys agree?
sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it only kind of makes sense that they decided to make their own game, you know, studio. I mean, Warner Brothers does that with, like, all their other stuff that comes out.
True, true, true.
Aren't they the ones that did Batman?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
Case in point, look at one of the last year's Game of the Year, Arkham City.
Hear ye, hear ye. We interrupt this now for a beer reload. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not taking a commercial break. We're now giving you all a beer break. Go ahead. We'll wait.
Well, I'm sorry I finished mine prematurely, so I'm just
I don't know
have
what
to
you're talking
another.
About. I mean, it's time for a beer reload.
Oh. Well, okay.
It's a beer.
Give me a second, this opener is confounding me. One for you,
mm-hmm.
And two for me.
Wait, that's not fair.
Oh, man.
It's a sunset sarsaparilla.
We don't really got to interrupt our conversation just to open beers.
No, we're not. Nah, we're giving the audience a beer break. Instead of a commercial break, you get a beer break.
Oh, so it's time for them to get up off their lazy asses, go to the fridge, and get another beer.
Exactly, because they weren't smart enough to stash a couple of beers next to them.
You better remember this shit next time when the show starts. You better have a damn beer.
Exactly.
You know what? I think the audience needs to officially start clicking them with us. Gents, let's have a audience participated click.
Let's get our worldwide clicks on.
Exactly.
I want to hear this in stereo around the world.
One, two, three.
Click them! I hope they heard that up in the space station, man.
I'm not going to let my second beer throw up all over.
Oh, that started to throw up again.
You better suck that down, homie.
Oh, say.
Wrong. In so many levels.
But it was so apt.
All right, audience. Beer break over. We're back.
So back to the issue with Marvel. I mean, that's one of the things I do believe is going to wind up happening because, like I said, Warner Brothers already does it with themselves because they pretty much, you know, every DC game that comes out is labeled under a Warner Brothers logo. So, you know, that's what kind of makes me wonder so far is just, is that going to be the future of Marvel games?
Probably. I mean, are they going to be in cahoots with Disney on it? Maybe.
Now, my question would be now, is it more work just try to start your own gaming thing, or is it less work to just subcontract it out to whoever like they've been doing it?
Well, it's going to be less work for them, but at the same time, you see what happens when they license out their characters? You get mediocre games.
And look at what
they've
already...
Pause. Question. Withdrawn.
And let me actually do a follow-up on that. Actually take a break from the games aspect of it all and start focusing on the movie. He knows where the hell this is going.
Oh, God.
So, remember Wolverine Origins?
Oh, no. First off, we're going to go to the worst one.
To remember something, you have to have seen it, right?
Oh,
pause.
Shit. You got a good point.
We will start that fail list with Galactus, Fantastic Four.
Oh.
Giant puff of smoke versus giant dude of doom. Yeah. That's a fail on more levels than my brain right now can conceive.
Well, okay.
I'm just... Smoke? Smoke?
I don't know anything about Fantastic Four.
Hey, I didn't honestly
bother
to see
them. You know what Galactus is?
No.
The Planet Eater. Big,
no.
like Unicron in the flesh.
Sorry, I don't pay too much attention to that.
You have to watch it just to bash it. I mean, you need material to bash.
I mean, come on. Mr. Science Theater does it. What's stopping you?
Yeah.
They get paid.
Well, there you go. There's a new project that could
just
happen.
Jeff Galba was in it.
Oh, man.
Only reason why I watched it. I'll admit it.
All right, fair enough.
Only reason why I watched Blue Splash. Was it Blue Splash or whatever that movie was?
Blue Crush?
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the only
God.
Reason. I was like, Jessica Alba's in it?
Jessica Alba in a wetsuit.
Exactly.
Like, how form-fitting does your spandex have to be before you can just penetrate right through it?
I'm going to let that go.
just let it happen. Just take it.
You know,
shh.
Yep.
Just take it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
away.
Looks like we're having some strange little intercourse happening between these two right
oh,
now.
Oh, God, no, we're not.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No.
Oh.
Alba. I'm sorry, we're both thinking of Alba. I'm thinking of Alba. I don't know what he's thinking about, but me, Alba.
Dude, I don't know,
TNA.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'll give a clink up for that.
Yep, clink. This is for you, Jessica. For you. Here's
if,
looking
if you're
at
listening,
you.
We want you on the show.
Please come on.
Please.
We want you on more than the show, but we won't discuss that on air.
Not even off the air. We're officially cock-blocking Aaron from that one.
Dudes.
Dude. We? That's you. That's all you. I'm not. I'm doing no such thing, dude. I will tag team her with you.
Thank you, Aaron. What? No, no, no.
He is lying. He is going to back. He is going to betray you and take her off for himself.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me.
All right, Mini Palpatine, trying to instill rebellion.
Oh man. Anyway, so that's been some of the weird stuff that's been going on with Marvel lately.
Sure.
And you know, I'm still kind of left baffled on that, especially since a few of the games themselves are just a couple stuff that I enjoy myself. One of the games, specifically, is the Marvel vs. Capcom series.
Oh, God!
I love that fighting series.
And I'm going to shit all over its cornflakes.
Marvel
versus
this guy sucks.
Marvel versus SpamCon.
Oh, please. Come on.
Right.
Really want to start going there with a bunch of the fighting games I catch
best,
your ass playing? Terminator
best, Terminator will best, Terminator will
best. Bullets, 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 bullets. Dante gun, Dante, Deadpool. Come on. Come
I'm
on.
Sorry you suck at the game to get past that shit.
No, I stopped playing it because it was lame.
Meaning you're not good.
That's because
you
it was
put
lame.
Down the controller.
I did. Because it was lame.
Okay, so I'm going to agree with TKO on this one. I didn't enjoy Marvel vs. Capcom either, and that they've taken it off of marketplaces. I feel no big loss. Same thing with Deadpool. That game was fucking mediocre. It was.
But it's still Deadpool at the same time. I mean, that's just enjoyable in and of itself.
It appears we have another Skype caller.
Ooh, we got us a Skype caller.
Hello!
Going. All right, well, hang on. Let's go ahead and bring him on the air. Caller, why don't you go ahead and tell us your name. Who are you? What's up?
Hello?
Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? You're with the Good Game Guys.
Oh, this is Scott the Panther. How are you? Video Fusion.
Hey,
hey
Scott.
Man. Scott, what's going on?
What's up, man?
My friend Zorro, he's a gaming expert, and he would like to talk to you guys about the gaming industry and the makers of the video game. So I'm going to bring on my friend Zorro. Here's Zorro. You can't type.
Roger that.
All right.
How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. All right, so you can give us an insight of this Marvel situation, right?
Is it Capcom versus Marvel?
Well, no. I mean, just like the situation with like where Marvel is taking off, like they're taking off a lot of their games right now from Xbox Live and all that stuff. Like, do you have any insight on that whatsoever?
Yeah,
are they just being greedy
or do
they have an alternative motive?
Live right now is because Xbox, you have to subscribe for the internet, right? And a lot of parents don't like their kids to be into the violence. What they think is the game is making all these kids go to the schools and do all these crazy things. That's why. Capcom has.
You know, I think this guy might be kind of trolling us a little bit right now. I don't know.
Wait, no. Maybe he misunderstood the question. The question
all
was,
right,
okay.
Right. Earl,
wait.
Well, yeah, fair enough. Do you have any questions for us, real quick?
Why
are
they trying to take it out?
Huh?
All I heard was why they're trying to take the game out.
Well, no. Okay, you didn't hear the question then. All right. So let me go ahead and do a quick recap on what happened, basically. Marvel, the company, they're not thinking about it. This is already done. They took down their games that they had with Activision and with Capcom. With Capcom, specifically, with, like, a licensing issue, but with Activision as well, where they've taken down, like, the Deadpool game, you know, every Spider-Man game that you know of, and all the X-Men games as well. And, you know...
Buy them digitally on PSN or Xbox Live anymore.
Yeah, they full stop selling them.
Or Steam even. Fully just stop. So right now the question was, are they just trying to be greedy or are they planning on opening up their own video game branch? Like, what are they doing?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Does it Disney involve trying to say, like, hey, we want all this money?
That was the question that we wanted.
I'm sorry you're breaking off. All I heard was Disney was trying to take the money.
But you know what? Here, why don't you go ahead and try calling us back real quick?
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead and just let him. We'll go ahead and let him go. Maybe we'll figure out if we can get some stuff cleared out.
Well, when he calls in, how about we let him ask his question instead of grilling him, huh?
Well, this was a guy coming on here saying he was a game developer and stuff like that.
He had information maybe about the industry, but he had some stuff that he wanted to bring up.
Interrogation mail.
Yeah, you guys are fucking interrogating this poor guy. Like, we're sorry, Scott, and to your friend Zorro, was it? These guys are idiots.
We don't deny this.
So like
I'm an interrogator. Get it right.
TKO and Jason are back. Just kind of
All right, hold on. I think we got him back, so hopefully we'll have a bit of a clearer connection, if you will. All right, Scott, is that you?
Yeah. It's us. All
right, round two.
All right.
Fight.
So hopefully we got a better connection. All right, by all means, why don't we go ahead and let you ask your question this time.
Or make your statement, whatever.
Okay. My question is, Xbox took out Marvel. The reason why Xbox took out Marvel is because Walt Disney is invested so much money into it, and they're trying to not make the game so violent. Like, they messed up already. This is a different topic. They messed up already on the...
So you really believe this is a situation where Disney's trying to
censor stuff?
Censor the game, if you will. Yeah, you know what? I think we lost the call again.
Yep.
You know what? I don't really believe that for a second. Disney trying to censor some violence in video games. I mean, have you seen some of the crap that goes on in a Disney movie?
And Marvel.
Did you fucking watch Bambi?
Dude. Yeah, you want to talk about some of the violent stuff that happens right there? Like halfway through the movie.
The Lion King?
No. What was that? Tarzan. Who got hung?
Did you watch Mulan?
Mulan was pretty hardcore. Yeah.
That shit was violent.
Oh, man.
That was
like,
pretty awesome.
I don't believe for a second Disney would ever try to
oversense. What about
like
Treasure Planet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude got launched into like a black hole and stuff
that.
That was kind of
bad. That was kind of horrible.
How about Gargoyle?
You wish to come, man. Gargoyles.
I don't think that they've really gotten anti-violent hard on. Especially given that there really isn't any blood or dismemberment or gore or anything really terrible in the Marvel vs. Capcom games. Deadpool, sure.
Yeah.
Deadpool, absolutely. You want to see some fucked up shit, go play Deadpool. You're not going to have a lot of fun doing it. But it might be humorous for a moment. Like, Deadpool is probably one of the best mediocre games that came out.
Huh. Okay, I agree. Okay, I can see that.
I mean, it's mediocre, but it's not terrible. It's still kind of fun to play.
Well, that's just Deadpool talking shit half the time.
Oh, sure.
Come on, wait, Deadpool. Not half. 97.955551% of the time.
I'm not sure where you got your figure, but I believe it.
This one's to you, right. Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Oh, little yellow speech bubble, how I've missed you.
Those were the days.
Those were the days!
Oh, crap. Wow, we got us all in the family reference right here.
That fucking hurt my head.
Anyway, all right, so let's go ahead and just move on from the Marvel conversation.
Sure.
I'm going to wrap it up with, I don't believe for a moment Disney's going to over-censor anything like that. And I'm going to leave off my note saying that it could, in fact...
Four kids.
Yeah, they're not going to do a four kids. I'm going to leave it on the note that, basically, I think it's going to be one of those moments where they're just going to try and create their own game studio out of it. So, moving on, why don't we go ahead and focus on a bit of a question for a moment.
Which question might that be, my friend?
So, I heard some crazy stuff happening in Fallout.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean you heard it? You watched it happen.
Yes, I did.
He was back here just chuckling, okay? Okay, I'll start just wondering about, moments. Okay, people always in video games, whatever, one of the biggest gripes and complaints that everybody always has in a video game. Every video gamer in existence has had this one complaint. It has been about the AI of the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, moments where the computer's AI actually got you to stop and give the computer a golf clap.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so why don't you go ahead and start it off with the moment that I saw earlier and just explain, like, what happened. Set the tone, if you will.
Give us a theme.
Oh, my God. So I'm playing Fallout New Vegas. I'm level 6, I'm 17 with Enclave power armor, plasma rifles, Gauss rifles, plasma casters. Okay, if it's plasma, I'm pretty much rocking it, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking I'm Big Billy Badass, right? So I go to this area called Quarry Junction where Deathclaws live. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so I'm sniping them, I'm doing my thing, and I go, I see this like piece of equipment with like these two ramps, narrow ramps that I believe are too narrow for a Deathclaw to go up. Up on top of this piece of machinery.
Yeah.
So I go up to the top of this ramp, sniping down at the Deathclaw.
Just raining all kinds of bullet fire on them.
I'm just sniping them. Heads are exploding like watermelons. It's awesome.
So I'm all crouched down there, feeling all nice and safe. All of a sudden, next thing I hear scratching noises. I stop, turn to my left just in time to see two adult Deathclaws giving me the rape face. We'll leave what happened next to your imagination, and I'll give you a hint. It involved me screaming like a schoolgirl.
And a pink sock.
Yes. Hello.
Alrighty, so it looks like we got us a caller right now, so why don't we go ahead and turn over to them real quick.
Sure.
Alright, caller, you're on the air.
Good game, guys.
Hello, it's Zorro.
Hello, Zorro. Oh, hey, you're back again. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, this phone is having technical difficulties. I think they're tracking me while I'm trying to say what I'm trying to say.
Uh-oh, the NSA is trying to get on you, dude.
Hey,
you better start running, dude.
No.
It's that Walt Disney thing.
Gimme.
Ooh.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is that the Disney right now is struggling, like horribly struggling right now, and they need audience of younger and adult age. Since Marvel has up to like 5,000 characters to choose from here and there, and Disney's trying to make money off of it, which if Disney owns Marvel right now, and what they're trying to do is the violent portion to take it out, and the way they're taking it out is to make kids love Walt Disney a lot more because everybody plays
Hold
Marvel.
On for a moment there. Like I actually have to cut.
More love.
Hold on. Let me go off on this for a moment. So you're honestly trying to tell me that Disney really wants to try and start over censoring a lot of the stuff that happens within Marvel, right? That's basically okay. Let
like
me bring
Followers.
A counter argument and actually
like
start going through the list of movies that started coming out after Disney purchased Marvel, by the way. Let's see. Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3,
Avengers.
Thor 2, Hulk, Captain America, Avengers, and the future movies that are going to be coming out, Captain America 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Avengers 2. And you're honestly trying to tell me that Disney wants to try and get a hold of them to try and censor out all the violence, all to just make sure people like Disney? I mean, did you watch those movies?
I watched all of those movies. I watched all of those movies,
and can you honestly, without conviction, tell me right now that movie was not violent?
All those movies were violent.
And that's the point I'm getting at. Like, I don't believe for a second that Disney's going to try and over-censor them. I mean, guys, can you agree with me on this one right here?
Yeah, that's pretty much the long and short of it. I mean, Disney knows that they've got more than one target audience. I mean, sure. Maybe originally they were looking to get kids because what do kids have? Parents with money.
The mommy daddy dollar.
Exactly.
The kids that you're talking about that have the mommy and daddy dollar, look at it nowadays. The Apple, which allowed kids to download all these crazy apps within 15 minutes of putting the passwords because the parents put the passwords and the kids start downloading left and right, they owe them, the parents, back $32 million.
What?
That's just a parenting fail.
Yeah, that's just a parenting issue, though.
Parent fail.
Okay, yeah.
Are you blaming Apple for that?
Well, no, I'm not blaming Apple for that. It's just that the parents, when they give the phones to the kids to download left and right, and Apple right now has to pay back the $32 million for it.
$32 million, damn.
They have to...
Wait.
Have they gotten sued? Is there a class action or something?
There's a class action lawsuit going on as we speak.
Huh.
Damn.
My profession right now, what I do is I'm a process server. I serve subpoenas to name it who with bench warrants and all that good stuff left and right. And recently we served Apple $32 million lawsuit from the residents of California overall.
That's just in California?
Just in California. What they did was the parents, when they log in with their password, to get into the phone, kids have at least 15 minutes to download as much apps as they can without the companies knowing that the parents did not do it because the credit cards already.
But again, that's also kind of coming down to the failure of the parents, and I believe I'm gonna step on Deg's side right here and say that Apple shouldn't really hold any responsibility to that. Whatsoever.
It's not Apple's fault. That's the parents handing their kids a fucking $600 cell phone and saying,
with
hey,
their credit card information in it.
All of my credit information is stored on this phone and I'm an idiot and I don't realize that my kids are just going to click on whatever is shiny.
True.
See what you're trying to say? That goes with Marvel. If Marvel Disney buys and tries to... censor the violence...
You sort of made a very weird connection and I'm not seeing where you're going with that.
It's like my friend said, it's a double-edged sword.
What it is?
What exactly is the double-edged sword? If you don't mind, like just.
Yeah, could you clarify that a little?
Yeah.
I'm gonna clarify it. This is Scott the Panther. My friend Zorro has been having a intelligent conversation with you about games, which I am not familiar with, but I can tell you about the double-edged sword. It's good and bad because if you make a
what exactly is
the
double-edged
good,
sword? That I understand the concept of a double-edged sword. What is the double-edged sword? Is my question.
Right. What is the double-edged sword?
Yeah.
In this specific.
Okay, yeah.
It caters to children. Violence is in Disney. And a lot of subliminal messages. There's actually sex.
Little Mermaid.
You know, I do a lot of research. So the bottom line is you can't win, period. But I'm going to turn it back to Zorro because he's going to go back into the gaming industry.
You know what?
You.
Unfortunately, right now, we've only got about like 5 minutes left for the show right now. So I'm afraid we're going to have to hold this discussion for maybe another time. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. So, you know what? Thank you for your time. And you know what? Hey, thanks for listening to the show. And the strangely interesting conversation that we had.
I know, that was pretty interesting.
Oh, man. That's definitely some weird
this
shit right there.
Here's looking at you, Zorro.
Yeah, Zorro right here. We got this beer for you.
Okay, you got click him. That's for
Zorro.
And the Panther.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, that's a cool name. I am the Panther.
The Panther.
Well, that's actually a Marvel hero, funny enough. The Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has
his name Scott, too?
We should look that up.
Maybe.
The Mask of Zorro.
Anyway, so real quick, anyone? So we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show right now. If anybody has any questions, comments, please leave them at the bottom of the page and write us a message. We'll see if we can bring them up on a later date. And this is basically the good game, guys. Real quick, guys.
Signing
off.
Farewell, click 'em.